Hello all and welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory. Today I'd like to pray with you before I get into my message. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you reach down, touch the listeners, oh God, today and encourage them. If they do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, I pray today, Lord, that they'll have revelation knowledge that they must be born again, that the only way into you, God the Father, is through Jesus Christ, our Savior. There's not many ways into you. There's only one way. His name is Jesus. Give them revelation knowledge and let them know that they must be born again. And Lord, we take this time to pray for our nation and ask God that you please heal America, bring revival to our land, and turn the hearts of your people back to you. God, keep us safe. Give our leaders wisdom when we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, I was thinking about a story that I heard a long time ago. A missionary had been on the mission field for most of his life, and because of illness, he had to come home. And he was much older than when he left home, and he had written ahead and let his family know what time his ship would dock. And when the ship docked in, everybody had all kind of people meeting them, and everybody was coming up to meet their loved ones. And at the end, as everybody left and the missionary stood, nobody came to welcome him back home. And his heart sank, and he was so sad within. And he prayed, and he said, Lord, all these years I spent on the mission field. All these years I spent overseas preaching your word. And now here am I, and no one came. No one came to greet me. No one came to welcome me. Lord, my heart is so sad. And he said God spoke to him in that sweet and tender voice and said, well, son, you're not home yet. You see, we get all confused a lot of times. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home. In Psalms 23, last part of the verse 6 says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's a home we're going to, that we dwell in there forever. We'll never have to depart ever again. And when we get to heaven, it's going to be a welcoming committee to welcome us in to the shores of glory. Don't be discouraged about who comes to greet you in this world. Don't be discouraged who recognizes you in this world. As long as you're recognized by God the Father, you couldn't ask for anything better. You might not get recognition down here for the labor and the work that you've done, but honey, just wait till you get home. You might not see any glory down here, but child, wait till you get home. You might have a lot of discouraging things happen to you here, but wait till you get home. I'm talking about our heavenly home. It would be a sad, sad thing to think that this world was our home and this was it. In my mobile chapel, and our mobile chapel that we would take across the country, our living quarters was very small. It was in the back end of the semi-trailer, and our chapel part was up front. And one day we had had a lot of people in, and we'd served sandwiches and drinks. And a lady was helping me put my little dishes back up. And I had one cabinet that I kept my plastic dishes in so they wouldn't fall out and break. And she looked so pitifully at that cabinet. She said, Blondie, is this it? Is this all you got? And I said, oh, no, this ain't all I got. Wait till you see my home. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions, and he is preparing a mansion for you and for me. So don't get discouraged. Don't worry about the things down here. We are not home yet. Keep on your journey. Keep your faith. Keep your strength. Keep your eyes on Jesus. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then the first part of that verse 6 is this, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We don't have to worry about troubling and all this, because goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life when we dwell in his house. Our eternal home is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Be ready. Watch and pray, for the Master is getting ready to call us home. God bless you today. Thank you for listening in to the broadcast. And remember that we'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever.